This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Chiropractic Care and General Health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking to Dr. David Zamekoff, the owner and founder of Natural Healing Arts Medical Center in both Bradenton and Sarasota, Florida. He has been in practice 14 years and has a comprehensive facility handling almost any healthcare need. Dr. Zamekoff, a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You are more than welcome. So tell me a little bit about Natural Healing Arts Medical Center's services and how you differ from other chiropractic offices in the area.
Well, Eric, I've been in town, as you said, about 14 years, and coming back to the town that I grew up in Bradenton. When I went to school, I was out in California and got a nice variety of different offices that I did some internships and my undergraduate work in, and got to kind of piece together things that I thought would come together as one. So when I came back to Bradenton, I built a center and brought in a lot of different practitioners to make it, as you said, almost a one-stop shop for all your healthcare needs. We have everything under one roof, so it's having the advantage of not just one doctor taking a look at your problem or situation and giving their opinion. We've got the benefit of having, you know, right now we have 12 different doctors in the facility, so you can grasp the opinion of multiple doctors, and we can all convene on exactly the same problem with the same patient on the same visit. So it gives the person who walks through the doors the ability to be seen by multiple providers and get multiple opinions and also different ways of fixing the same problem.
You have both holistic and medical treatments at the office. How do you decide what treatment a patient receives, and how do they work together?
Well, as I said, when the patient comes in, a lot of times they will already have called in and made an appointment with a specific provider. If they go to that provider, be it the medical side or the chiropractic side, that individual doctor will do the full work and take into account all the services that we do provide in the office and kind of determine what's best for the patient based on what they need. Again, having that ability of seeing both the medical or chiropractic side of things just allows for a greater expansion of care and services. In determining what treatment the patient receives, we kind of start with a least invasive to most protocol. So if you came in and you did not have somebody selected that you were there to see, and you just came in for, be it an injury or an ailment, the front desk kind of triages and tells the patient which provider they're going to see. And that's kind of the starting point. It gives them a place to an entry of care, and then once they've started that and established, then that provider can determine, okay, what we're going to do today is have you see this person for whatever they need. So we kind of put them through a generic protocol of getting in. We don't refuse anybody. We see every patient on the same day that they call in, regardless of what the schedule looks like. And it's just getting them to the right person for what they need, and we have the ability to do that with the staff that we have. We currently have chiropractic, physical medicine, functional medicine, massage therapy, physical therapy, acupuncture, weight loss. We do traction for both the back and low back. We've got a mental health counselor. We do a lot of injection therapies, which both on the medical side and the holistic side. So we do a lot of all-natural injections because, you know, cortisone shouldn't be your first go-to when you've got something going wrong. We do a full fall prevention and balance center for people who have any issues with either vertigo or balance trouble, as well as the cold laser. So we've got a multitude of treatments available, and just finding out what works best for the patient for what they need.
Today we are visiting with Dr. David Zamekoff, the owner and founder of Natural Healing Arts Medical Center in both Bradenton and Sarasota, Florida, here on eHealth Radio's Chiropractic Care and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. I see that you offer several state-of-the-art devices to help speed up the healing process. Can you elaborate on a few of those?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the ones we use, we actually have a little area that the physical therapy department works in, and we use a couple machines in there. One's called the Power Plate, and the other one's called a T-Zone. And they look very similar, but do two very different things. The Power Plate is the leading machine right now that does vibrational therapy. It's gaining popularity. In the last year or so, we've been using the Power Plate for about 7 years. So we do a lot of rehab with that, but it helps build muscle. It does work with the balance patients as well in reestablishing where they are in three-dimensional space. We do have the spinal decompression machines, again, both for the neck and the low back. So people who have injuries that either the pain radiates down their arms or down their legs, both of those machines allow for the spine to be almost elongated. It kind of rehydrates the discs and allows for the pressure to be reduced on those nerves. I've got a LipoX machine, which is a non-surgical liposuction. It actually bursts the fat cells, and you eliminate them through your waist. And there's a whole protocol that we do with that. We've been using that for about 3 years. I've got two different cold laser machines. They're both class 4, which is licensed and managed by the state of Florida. We use that for pain management, increases range of motion, decreasing inflammation. It's unbelievable what just a light shining on the body can do. It takes the proof is kind of in the results. You look at it and you don't think it can do much, but the results are absolutely outstanding. And our most recent machine that we got is called a Soleve therapy machine, and that's a non-surgical targeted nerve stimulator.
Certainly got the bases covered. Lastly, I've never heard of the Soleve therapy. Can you tell us a little bit about this and how that works in conclusion?
Yeah, absolutely. The Soleve machine, it's basically a robot. It takes up an entire room, and the machine will actually diagnose the area and then go back and treat the area on the same visit. It's really the future of where healthcare is going. We've heard a lot about the robotic surgeries, and those are getting more and more popular. Now, this one is operated by a technician that's actually on the premise. It's not a remote machine, but it's connected to a big computer screen, and both the patient and the technician can see what's going on. And as I said, the patient's laying face down, and the machine goes over their back, and there's 27 little probes that come down, and it takes a measurement based on the nerve impulses that are being sent to the brain. So if we're talking about the low back, for example, it'll measure 28 points, 26 across, and it'll scan the entire back. When it's done, it puts all that data into the computer, assesses the 10 worst points, and goes back and eliminates them systematically. We're averaging about 6 visits with that machine to get a 100% asymptomatic, pain-free low back. The technology is revolutionary, although it's been out about 12 years in research and development. It does have FDA clearance and is approved as a medical device. I've had it in my office about a year, and the results are absolutely outstanding. We've seen people with chronic low back conditions who have tried absolutely everything, including surgery, and they're still getting complete relief of the pain after a couple of treatments on there.
Certainly good news. Nothing worse than having a bad neck and back. You can't function. You can't do anything. Certainly nice to be up to speed as to what you offer, certainly there in Bradenton and Sarasota. Tell our listeners where they can get more information on Natural Healing Arts Medical Center and how they can be in touch as well.
Of course. Locally, our phone number is 941-761-4994. We're on the Internet at naturalhealingartsmedical.com. And if you're on Facebook, we do facebook.com/naturalhealingarts. We have offices in both Bradenton and Sarasota, as you mentioned, and they're open 5 days a week. We do massages on Saturdays, so I guess that makes it 6 days, but we don't have full services on the Saturday. We're available at any time to talk to anybody. I return phone calls personally if you want to speak with myself or any one of the doctors. We handle that directly. We don't hand you off to someone else. So we'd be happy to have anybody call or come in. And if you need any additional information, feel free to give us a call, and I'd get back with you the same day.
You can't beat that. Dr. Zemikoff, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. David Zamenhof, the owner and founder of Natural Healing Arts Medical Center in both Bradenton and Sarasota, Florida. He has been in practice 14 years and has a comprehensive facility handling almost any healthcare need, as you've heard. And once again, the website of reference is naturalhealingartsmedical.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Chiropractic Care and General Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.